You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
And views expressed on this program are the responsibility of those who make them. They do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth, thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. You probably noticed in the early part of, in the pre-show when we do the music, if you were listening, sorry for the little disturbances there. We're tweaking the software. We're getting it ready for the major rollout here. Actually, perhaps tomorrow night, maybe Monday. And so we had a few interruptions in the music, and you probably wondered what was going on. We were working. Look, you can help us. I really need your help, and a lot of people did help me last night, and I do appreciate it. But I need for everybody to do this tonight. You're listening right now, probably with your Windows Media Player or Real Audio or Winamp or something like that. Well, we've got a new player built in. It's a pop-up player, and you're probably going, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Well, hang on just a minute. Let me tell you what Jeff said. Jeff wrote in last night from Maine. He tried it, and he said, I'm floored by the quality of your audio through the player. Congrats. Wow. Actually, he names the player. He says, I'm floored by the quality of your audio through Spatial Audio. That's who designed that player. Folks, I'm telling you, the audio through that player is so much better. You'll hear it immediately. And it'll impress you. Even if you were listening over dial-up, if you have a dial-up line, and that's how you're doing the internet, you are going to be floored, like Jeff was, by the audio quality in that player. So whatever you're listening to the show on, let's trade out for tonight. We really need to test some stuff, and I really need you to load down the system with our new pop-up player, okay? I mean, I need thousands of people to do this, and there are thousands of you. But you see, if all of you sit around and say, well, he's got thousands of listeners, somebody else will do it. If you all do that, nobody will do it. All right. So come on, guys. Let's do this. All right. So go over to KevinSmithShow.com. Click where it says listen live. And you will be floored by the sound quality of that player. I guarantee you, you are going to be floored. It's just astounding. I was astounded because I got about 10 emails after I put that big green link up there that says listen live. I took all the other junk down, which was already over on the menu anyway and had been over there for over a year. I got about 10 emails from people who said,
there's something screwy around here.
Why can't I listen to last night's show? Well, maybe because you can't read the menu.
Get over it.
You know what? It's been over there for over a year. Read. It's a lost art. Read.
Get over it.
All right, folks, we'll be back right after this break.
Five words describe what millions of people are listening to today. Radio stations on the Internet. Internet radio, being used by more people to hear new radio. Radio online. Tell a friend to get with the programs.
Building a website? Settle for nothing but the best. iPowerWeb. You're hearing me now because I use iPowerWeb. Click the iPowerWeb banner on KevinSmithShow.com and trust me, there is not a better web host on the planet. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles, and free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com. Now's the perfect time to switch to Dish Network. Make the move today and get 100% digital TV for only $19.99 a month. Free two-room DVR upgrade, free high-def receiver upgrade, number one in the U.S. with 29 high-definition channels, and a free movie package for 3 months. Choose from Starz, Showtime, Cinemax, or HBO. Go to KevinSmithShow.com right now and click on the banner for Dish Network.
One estimate says 72 million people are listening to radio on the Internet. That's a lot of ears finding something better. New music, old music, talk, independent artists. Internet radio has everything. Plus, it's digital, online, and turns on with a click. Of course, you know all this. So pass the word. Internet radio, being used by more people to hear new radio. Radio online. Tell a friend to get with the programs.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm delighted you're here. I hope you are delighted you are here. If whoever you are, all around the planet, welcome. If it's your first time tonight to listen to the show, welcome. We are testing out. We're not just checking out. I mean, this is the software we are going to be using. But we are testing it out and getting it ready for some major stuff that it's got to do. And it's good stuff for this show, good stuff for you, that makes it possible for us to continue getting the great guests and having the great shows. And so, but you know, you got to work the kinks out of it. And that's what we've been working on. And I hope that you will help us tonight. I'm not kidding. We really need you to. It's not just I hope you will, I wish you will. I really need you to go over to KevinSmithShow.com and click on where it says Listen Live. And you're going to like that player, the sound, the quality so much that I bet you'll never use anything else. And in fact, I had an email today that said, hey, you know, the audio was so clear. It was so good that I used it to listen to some other things. And I bet you will, really. Now, I did have one that said, please, can't you make it smaller? Well, you can. Click on the minimize button.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Okay, that's enough of that. You can make it just disappear, and you'll still hear the show. Just click on the minimize button. All right. We've got some interesting things I want us to talk about tonight, and we've got an interesting guest coming here just a little bit later. First of all, let me tell you about the guest that's coming. This is a man who went to an event, and at this event there was a display, and the display had apparently a dead animal, the likes of which he had never seen before. He took a picture. The picture's on my website, kevinsmithshow.com. And you'll find the picture by scrolling down the page. So if you open the page and you don't scroll, don't write to me and tell me you couldn't find the picture. Okay? The picture is there. Just scroll down the page. It is some kind of partially hairy animal, it appears to be, and it's in a large aquarium. And he's asked the question. He's not saying it's a chupacabra. He's saying, what is this thing? Is this a chupacabra? So we're going to ask you to take a look at it. It's the only picture I have of it. And it's a little bit, it's clear, but it's hard to tell what you're looking at. And we'll get him on the line and talk about what he saw and I don't know what he thinks it is. He asks, is it a chupacabra? I found his post in a news group to which I subscribe. And so he's going to join us. It's certainly a very strange thing. And I have to admit, I have no idea what it is. Now, maybe you do. And so when we open the phone lines a little bit later, we'll ask you to call in with your thoughts about what it is you're looking at. But you're going to have to look at it first. So go over to kevinsmithshow.com and take a look at that thing. It's incredible, just incredible. It may all be a hoax, and then again, it might be an actual corpse of an actual animal. If so, what do you think it is? All right, two or three things that are hitting the news that I want to comment on, and so let's do that before we get Ben on the line. Ben is the guy, okay? One of the things I want to comment on is a story that hit the news today, and I don't know how this story hits you. But before you get emotional about the story, I want you to think before this story has an emotional effect on you. A couple of guys were hired by one of the local TV stations there, to do some publicity for a cartoon show. And so they had these little black boxes that had lights in the shape of the cartoon character, and they lit up, and they went around putting those around in Boston. Okay, now there was this huge panic. They brought out the SWAT teams, the bomb squads, they closed down streets. It was just like, oh my God. What are these things? And there was a news clip, a video clip on the news that I saw where they rolled the bomb squad rolled their robot up to the thing and shot it. And they arrested these two guys, and now they're going to prosecute them. And, I've talked about this before. You know, I have talked about that it is possible for us to absolutely lose our freedom over fear. Now, you might say, what's happening now is the city officials up there are basically doing what's called CYA. I can't tell you what that stands for, but you know what it stands for. And they're saying, well, it had some wires, and said it clearly could have been taken as a an explosive device of some kind. Well, they showed the thing on TV, and I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, it looks like a cartoon on a box is what it looks like. Well, there were about, I don't know, about 10 of these things put out around the city or something. I don't know, not too many. But, you know, there was like this incredible explosion of wussism. And I've talked about this before. For all of you who think that there would not be panic if the government just, you know, opened its files and divulged what it knows, just look at Boston. I mean, this was like panic at an insane level. An incredible explosion, but not a bomb, an incredible explosion of wussism on the part of city officials, in my opinion. Now, you might say, well, yeah, but, you know, it could have been a bomb. Yeah, well, you know, they can put bombs in anything. And here's what you got to think about. You got to think about losing your freedom over fear. And then, you see, there doesn't have to be a terrorist attack. You're just so afraid that you're no longer free. What if you put on a red ball cap? You walked out on the street. You have no, I mean, this, it's something, you just put on a red ball cap. You walk down the street. Somebody panics, and because they've read something that red ball caps are associated with some kind of group. Or they heard it on one of these deep, dark conspiracy shows. And so now all of a sudden city blocks are being closed down. SWAT teams are coming. Bomb teams are coming. Incredible wussism everywhere and freedom nowhere. Only the brave can be free. Only the brave. There's no such thing as being free and not having guts. Well, when we open the phone lines later, you can give me your opinions on that. But I'm telling you, if you're such a wuss that you can't walk down the street and be free, then you really need to be in a hospital somewhere. City officials overreacted, in my opinion. That's not politics. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the reaction of city officials. And now, to CYA, they're going to prosecute these guys who apparently, from my point of view and from the way I understand the Constitution, they did nothing illegal. Maybe not real wise. That's a different issue. But certainly not illegal. But they're going to be prosecuted. They're facing charges of placing a hoax device. These little cardboard boxes are not hoax devices. If they are, then every U.S. postal worker should be prosecuted for handling and delivering hoax devices because they deliver things in boxes to your house all the time. Now, this, like I said, Boston, you need some officials that are not wusses. You need some officials that have some guts to be free. Now, I know what's going to happen. Some of you are going to call and say, yeah, but what if it had been and they didn't react? You're exactly right. You're exactly right. They should have responded. They should have checked it out. And then once they saw that it was harmless, either just confiscate them, pick them up off the places where they had been placed, or leave them and just tell the public when they call in, there's nothing to it. We've checked it. I mean, just like, you know, normal, sane police work. That sort of stuff happens all the time. People call in all the time to police departments and report a suspicious vehicle. What would happen if every time you call in and report a suspicious vehicle that's going up and down your street? What would happen if every time they call in the bomb squad, the helicopters, the SWAT team, you know, and then arrest the driver for driving a hoax vehicle. I mean, it makes as much sense. Folks, wake up and be free. Get some guts. Only the brave can be free. And if that offends you, get over it. But you can call me and tell me later, okay? All right, a few months ago, actually last year, we began to hear about these this mysterious hobbit that was found. In other words, you remember the skeletons, the ancient skeletons, very, very small humans. They were found on the island of Flores, which is part of Indonesia. And there's been this huge debate now about whether that's another species or whether that is a sort of malformed regular Homo erectus. And scientists who have been studying that skull have now those skulls. As of January the 30th, 2007, that's the date that this report was published. And I made a mistake. It wasn't a few months ago that they were discovered. They were discovered in 2004. But anyway, the scientists studying the skull of these hobbits have now determined that it is definitely a separate species. And of course, that pretty much puts a nail in Darwinism. There's so many nails in the coffin lid of Darwinism that they ought to just go ahead and bury the thing. But I mean, this really, really kicks the legs out from under the skeleton of Darwinism. And I found that to be quite an interesting thing. Science continues to disprove the foundation upon which they have built. And that is good news. That is excellent news. Because more and more and more of these mud-sucking, intellectual mud-suckers, more and more, they are being isolated by the facts that are being discovered by science. And that's good. Now, it's also, I want to caution you, it is also intellectual mud-sucking to say, oh, well, if you don't believe in Darwinism, then you believe in creationism. Folks, come on, get a grip. Good grief. Let's do some critical thinking. If you wish to believe in creationism, feel free to do so. But that's not the only two options there are. There are many options. But what it does is it does show that what I've said about Darwinism is true, and that is it is as much a religion as religion is. It's not scientific. Darwinism is not scientific, not at all. And science continues to discover that. They continue to confirm that they have believed a lie. But there are millions of people who religiously cling to Darwinism because they think, well, you know, I don't believe in creation, so I have to believe in Darwinism. No, you don't. You know, that whole thing with Darwin was based on one trip that he took and never went back to those islands again. He spent, I think it was about 30 days looking at these different species in the water and on the ground. And out of that 30 days of observation, a guy writes a book and people latch onto it religiously. He was wrong, folks. He was just dead wrong. And science is continuing to prove that he was wrong. The truth. What's the truth? Well, the truth is, if it's not Darwinism, and if you don't buy creationism, the truth is you haven't discovered the truth yet. You have to keep investigating. And isn't it okay to say, I don't know? Sure it is. It's quite okay to say, I don't know. Have you gone over to kevinsmithshow.com yet and clicked onto that that listen live link? Man, if you have, you're hearing audio better than you've ever heard. I mean, it's absolutely like high def TV. This is high def audio. That's my tag. That's what I'm calling it. I don't know what they're calling it, but I'm calling it high def radio. It is good audio. It's the best you're going to find. But we've got something better coming in just a few months. Yeah. That's why the Kevin Smith Show stays ahead of the curve, because we try to. Now we're going to be going into a break here in just a minute. This would be a good time during the break for you to switch from that old Windows Media Player and that old, what do you call it? Real Audio, or that old Winamp. That's old technology. It's time for you to switch, and you can switch during this break. We'll be back with Ben Polenda. Ben Polenda. We'll be back right after this.
Internet radio is digital, on your computer, and it turns on with a click. Another fact about Internet radio is it plays plenty of new music. That's a good reason to get excited. And probably why one survey shows 78% of internet radio listeners talk about it with their friends and coworkers. Do you spread the word? Internet radio, being used by more people to hear new radio. Radio online. Tell a friend to get with the programs.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I said, I will open the telephone lines here in a little bit. You can call in and you can do what I did. You can rant and rave. Folks, I'm an American. There is precious little on this earth I am afraid of. I was raised to think that way. Now, I was raised to think that way because we say, I can. So there's no freedom in fear, all right? So to the degree that you're walking around fearful, you're just not free. All right, enough of that, all right? You can call in and tell me I'm wrong, but not right now, because right now we have Ben Polenda with us. And Ben is the guy that shot that weird picture. Well, it's not a weird picture. It's a picture of a weird thing. And Ben, welcome to the show. First of all, thanks for being willing to come on.
Oh, no problem.
Now, you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into this. We're just trying to get a little mental picture here. About how old are you? You don't have to give us exact, but, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s?
Well, I'm 20. About to be 21 in July.
Okay. And now, are you working, or do you go to school, or what's the situation?
Well, I'm planning on going to school here in the next few months, you know, after summer and everything. And then I plan on joining the Army.
Congratulations. An excellent choice. An excellent choice.
I appreciate that.
Now, thank you for being willing. Ben, the reason I ask is because there's this big, big event that takes place in Fort Worth. I grew up in Dallas, and this thing goes back. I'm 53 years old, and they were doing this thing before I was born. It's the livestock show.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and so for people who live in big cities, which Fort Worth is a big city, but for people who live in big cities elsewhere, they may not understand. This is a big event. It's almost like a state fair.
Yeah, it gets pretty huge here in Fort Worth. A lot of people come out, you know, from all over Texas and other states to come and see it, that know about it.
And sometimes they have activities attached to that. Like sometimes, I think, well, they may do it every year now, but sometimes they would have a rodeo.
Yeah, they have the rodeo. They have the Midway, which is rides and attractions. And then they have the stock show where you look at all the cattle and horses and, you know, just stock, you know.
Okay, now you were at the stock show, which when was this?
This was last Saturday.
All right, now at the stock show, you saw and photographed that picture that's on my website.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that. How, I mean, you're just walking around looking at livestock, or is this out on the Midway, or where is it?
This was out on the Midway. There was this small tent, a small white tent, and there's this old man. I guess he was in about his 70s or late 60s, and he had this little microphone and stuff, and you know, he was announcing that, you know, he in the tent, you know, come and see, you know, the chupacabra, you know, origin, you know, from Mexico, you know, that feeds on the blood of other animals in order to live. You know, he was saying, you know, it's a living vampire and all this other stuff. So, and it was $1 to come and, you know, look at it. And I'm like, well, $1, you know, sure, I'll go and see whatever it is.
Yeah, and, you know, if it turns out to be bogus, well, heck, it only cost you a buck, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, no problem. It's a dollar. So I went in, I was looking at it and stuff, and the old man, I was the only one in a tent at the time looking at it. So he came up to me, and he started talking to me about the creature or whatever it was. And he had told me that in Mexico, there is this man driving this truck. And he saw this creature running along the road, and apparently the man knew what it was, and so he hit it with his truck so he could catch it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he was showing me part of the creature. It was in a little 10-gallon aquarium, you know, on top of it. So, and he was showing me parts of it, and you could see in the stomach area, he was just pointing out to me that you could see some of the entrails still inside of it, which I thought was kind of weird. I've never seen anything like that before. And
okay, now let me make sure I understand.
Okay.
Through the skin, you could see the entrails.
Well, there is an opening where apparently where it was hit.
Yeah, okay.
The truck.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me I could take pictures of it. And I was like, wow, you know, okay. So I got out my digital camera and I snapped a photo of it. And of course, my camera died because I've been out, you know, I've been out there all day. I've been out there for like 3 hours before I came to that. I'd taken so many pictures, I guess. And the battery died and I got one photo. But
all right,
I'm like trying to go out there and take more.
I'm trying to get in my mind about how long is this thing? If it were standing up, how tall would it be?
If it was standing up, I would say the most it could be would be about 2.5 to 3 feet tall.
Okay. Because, you know, from the picture, it looks big, but then at the same time you see that aquarium over it, and now it can't be too big, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you looked at this, were you suspicious that it could be hoaxed?
Well, I that thought always comes to my mind whenever I've seen something like that. So I was trying to look at it as good as I could, you know, to see if it had been stitched together or something like that, you know, like, you know, the Fiji mermaid was.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find anything like that, you know, where it was put together. So if it was, it was really, really hidden. But I'd never seen anything like that before, you know, and I've seen stuff, you know, on the internet and whatnot, and it was something I've never seen before, so I thought it was really unusual.
Yeah. Now, had you ever heard of the chupacabra before you walked into that tent? How did you hear about it?
Oh, TV, you know, specials on cable and whatnot, and of course, that old show a long time ago, it's not on anymore, but Sightings.
Uh-huh.
I used to watch that a lot, and that's probably where I first heard about it.
Yeah, and I think for most of my audience, probably the first time they ever heard about it was probably on the Art Bell Show, which was a radio show.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, that's the first place I heard about it. Was on the Art Bell Show. A lot of people have said, now look, I have to tell you this. I have people in 70 countries or so that are listening to the show. And so people send me emails from all over the world. And so I have some contacts down in Central and South America. People that, you know, they listen to the show, they send me emails. And so, I mean, it's that kind of contact. But I've asked some of them through email to tell me what they know about chupacabra. And most of them, not all, but most of them are of the opinion that these are just sort of urban myths, only it's not urban, it's rural.
Mm-hmm.
And that chupacabra just isn't real. It's something made up by uneducated peasants. Now, I have had a couple of them that said, oh, it's very real. Now, have you grown up in Fort Worth?
Yes, I've been in Fort Worth all my life.
Okay, so you have been around. This is not the first time you've been to the livestock show.
Oh no.
Okay.
Been many, many times.
And you've been around animals big and small all your life, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. My opinion is that the farmers who work with animals day in and day out, whether he's got a college education or not, he works with animals every day, and he is the expert on what he's seeing. What do you think about that?
I agree with that. You know, it's what I found kind of interesting was that, you know, ever since I've had this picture on the internet, I've been getting all kinds of emails. And I got an email from this guy who went to the stock show, too, about the same time I did. And he said he took pictures of it. But an hour later, someone broke into his car and stole his digital camera, which I thought was kind of weird.
Yeah, kind of bad fortune, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, when you looked at this thing, because, you know, we're seeing the side view.
Yeah.
You looked at it from all angles, right?
Oh, yes. I looked at it for a good 10 minutes at least.
All right. Now, I have to tell you, it's ugly.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's ugly. And it appears, I'm looking at the picture now, and it appears to have some huge teeth.
Yeah, the teeth were huge.
The head is sort of shaped, I don't know, I mean, it's kind of like a lion's head and kind of like a dog, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's also weird, I don't know if you can see it in the picture because of the angle, but it still has a tongue, which I thought was kind of weird. The tongue was sticking out of the mouth.
Yeah, I cannot say that I actually can see that in the picture, but maybe, yeah, there's something there. It looks like it can't close its mouth with teeth like that.
Yeah, you would think so.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, I mean, we can kind of see what looks like a foot. It looks like it has claws. Can you describe what the foot looks like? I mean, what kind of claws are we looking at there?
Well, the claws was what caught my eye, you know, a couple of times was it had what looked like, I guess, two fingers from what I saw. And each finger had this long claw on it, you know, and that was for, you know, its front feet and its back feet, which was very weird. I've never seen anything like that before. And the claws, you know, I've never seen claws like that before either.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really interesting.
Now, what about the eyes? Were they shut or could you see?
Well, it looked like the eyes had either been removed or rotted out because I didn't see any eyes. What I saw was looked like just eye sockets were left.
Mm-hmm. Now, did this old man who was showing you this creature, did he tell you when this creature had been killed? How long had he had it?
I believe he said it had been killed about, gosh, I want to say a year ago. I remember he told me.
How is he preserving it?
That I don't know. I didn't ask a lot of questions because by the time I was about ready to leave. A couple had came in, and he started talking to them. So I didn't get to ask as many questions as I'd like to.
Uh-huh.
But I really have no idea how he would preserve it. You know, I don't know anything about preserving animals or anything like that.
It looks like it's very twisted and deformed. I mean, am I interpreting that right?
Yeah, it does look like in some areas of the body it's deformed looking.
Do you think that was from the truck hitting it?
Possibly. That's what it looks like, especially on the stomach area and stuff where it supposedly been hit.
Now, it's got arms, but it looks like its arms are sort of crossed over its chest.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what do the paws or the hand area, what would that look like?
Basically, like the foot, pretty much. It's two fingers and with the long claws on them. Also, what the old man told me is that the chupacabra was the one the myth about it is that it flew. And he said that wasn't true. It said that it would use its hind legs to jump very high up in the air, and it would appear like it was flying. And that's how it would get up into trees and stuff like that.
Now, did he say what part of Mexico this was in?
No, he didn't say that.
Okay. Now, there's hair on this creature, but then there's a lot of places where it's just skin. It's not hair. Did it look like that there had been hair there, or is this the natural look of this creature?
Well, it did look like in some places there had been hair, but it had been removed somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I've also received lots of emails saying that, you know, it looks like possum hair, and which I thought was kind of weird, but I'm not too sure about that.
Well, from the picture, it is kind of a brownish and grayish color.
Yeah.
Now, is that sometimes cameras kind of change colors for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you saw, sort of brownish and grayish?
Yeah, more gray, but, yeah, there was a little brown in there. Mm-hmm. What I would have liked to have seen was the back of the creature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he had it laid down, you couldn't see any of that.
Now, did he tell you if any other of these creatures have been caught or, like this one, killed and preserved?
He said, excuse me, he didn't say anything like that, but he said the man that hit this creature with the truck, the man had saw two of them running together, and he hit that one.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of interesting.
But he didn't say what part of Mexico, huh?
No, he didn't. He was very vague what he said.
Well, now, look, you were a little skeptical when you went in.
Mm-hmm.
And you may still be somewhat skeptical as to whether this is a chupacabra, but let me ask you this. Are you skeptical about whether this is a real creature, or is this a made-up creature?
I think it's real. just different stories I've heard from people who have claimed to see it, a lot of them, to me, match up, and I had heard, I have no idea if this is true or not. I had heard that even the Mexican government recognizes this creature as to being real. I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, now what is you looked at this creature that we have a picture of, and you got up close, and how close did you get?
Oh gosh, I was within, I guess, inches from it. It's just, the only thing that kept me from getting any closer to it was the aquarium it was under.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And there was nothing about this to you that looked like a movie prop or like something that was just made up?
Not that I could see, no. It looked genuine to me,
All right, now the skin, places where there's no hair, the skin is brown, and it's shiny. Was it shiny to you, or is that an artifact of the picture?
I think that it was an artifact of the picture because it didn't, it didn't appear that shiny to me as it does in the picture. It was more dull looking,
mm-hmm.
and it was also more tanner than it is in the picture.
Yeah.
A little darker. So.
All right. So when you were looking at this, did you go through any like stages? Like at first you were suspicious of it.
Mm-hmm.
And did you go through stages where you said, well, by golly, maybe it's real. And then later you said, by golly, it is real? Or was it an immediate, this is it?
Kind of both, I was like really surprised to see it because, like I said, I've never seen anything like this before. And especially at the stock show, I've been going out there for years, every year, and I've never seen any attraction like that before.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it could be real,
What about the ears? Did you notice any ears on this thing?
That is one thing. I did not notice any ears on it, which I thought was really weird, I couldn't see any, when I took the picture, and after I looked at the picture when I got home a little longer, I couldn't find a place where ears would be.
Well, I'm looking at an area where sort of behind the eye and below the eye, where it looks like it could be. I don't know. But what about the teeth now? Did these teeth look real, or did they look was there anything about the teeth that said this is manufactured?
Well, the teeth did look real to me, and that is one thing that I do remember. And they were big teeth for an animal that size, but they looked like they were in there pretty good. It didn't look like they'd been placed there or anything. So,
teeth in all mammals, teeth are embedded in a gum line.
Yeah,
Does this thing have a gum line?
Yeah, from what I saw, it did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there anything about it that would make you think, well, this is a deformed dog?
Usually I would think, there's a tail or something, but, there wasn't any tail.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, if it was deformed, it might not have had a tail. But I didn't get that impression from it when I looked at it. I didn't get that, it was a dog kind of feeling. So.
Now, when you looked at the hair, did it appear that it was growing out of the body, or did it look like it had been pasted onto the body, or what was your impression of that?
To me, the hair looked like it was growing out of the body in certain places. Because, it didn't have hair everywhere, obviously. But from the places it did have hair, it did look real to me, like it had been growing.
So from your point of view, then, I've already asked you this, but I want to hear again. From your point of view, you think this is chupacabra?
I do. I believe that it is, yes.
Okay, Ben, we have to take a break. If you will, just hang on. I've got some more questions, and I want to open up the telephone line, too. So we'll be back in just a moment, folks.
You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times.
It's a constant revelation, ever changing over time. As we chart our destination, take our places on the line. Were we put here for a reason? Part of someone's grand design. But does the answer come from living? Taking one step at a time. As we build on our tradition, taking hope in what we find. As we strengthen our position, what's the left behind? Thank you.
constant education. In a world of give and take, along the way sometimes we stumble, but we learn from our mistakes. Always looking for an answer, find a reason if we rhyme. There's a million burning questions, for the sign. There's some kind of intuition, some kind of the divine. In the end it doesn't matter, it's what you leave, it's what you leave behind.
This station is your new breed of radio, brought to you in a new way. Its programming is different and digital. Internet radio, being used by more people to hear new radio. Radio online. Tell a friend to get with the programs.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are talking about a very strange creature. My guest is Ben. Now, Ben, did I pronounce your name correctly? Polenda?
Poledna.
Poledna. I got the letters mixed up here. Okay. Ben took this picture at the Fort Worth Stock Show a week ago. Not quite a week ago. It's a strange looking thing. And the guy that had this on display was saying that this is chupacabra. And Ben, I was reading in a news group, and I cannot remember which one, but you had posted a message saying, what do you think this is? Is this chupacabra? And you've gotten emails from some people. What has been the response? Have they said, most of them, have they said, yeah, it's a chupacabra, or have they said this is a hoax, or what's been the response?
Well, I've had so many different ones. It's crazy. I've gotten emails from people saying that, you know, I'm trying to pull one over on everybody, and then I got emails from people saying it's definitely a chupacabra, and then I've got people saying, you know, it's something to stick together by taxidermists, and I got numerous different responses from people, so it's all kind of mixed.
Uh-huh. Well, now, you know, you have said that you think it's a chupacabra, but you're not saying that definitely it is, are you?
Not definitely. I think it's a very good possibility that it is.
Yeah. Did the man say what he thinks about, you know, how many of these creatures there are?
No, he didn't say that. I mean, he said it, that he believes that, you know, that they're real, but they're out in Mexico. So
he doesn't think that there are any in the United States?
From what he told me, yeah.
Well, now, you know, we were hearing that there are in places like southern Texas, South Texas, Southwest Texas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe that, you know, that there's some here in Texas, meaning because, you know, we're right next to Mexico. So
yeah. Hey, Ben,
awesome.
I want you to hang on again. We have to take another quick break. When we come back, I'm going to open up the telephone lines because I'm pretty sure there are going to be some people with questions. We'll be back right after this.
I dream of love.
This station is your new breed of radio. Its programming is different and digital. Its audience is educated. One survey says 58% of the people listening to radio online have their graduate or postgraduate degree. 17% work in technology. 14% are professionals. Your mother would be proud if she knew you hung with such highbrows. Internet radio, being used by more people to hear new radio. Radio online. Tell a friend to get with the programs.
So was the lion and the grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Oh, you, baby, I would swim the sea. Nothing I'd do for you that's too tough for me. I put out a burning building with a shovel and dirt. You're not even worried about getting hurt. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Days a week, just so I can come home and kiss your cheek. I love you in the morning, and I love you at noon. I love you in the night, and take you to the moon. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough?
Internet radio is digital. It turns on with a click, and it plays plenty of new music. Internet radio, being used by more people to hear new radio. Radio online. Tell a friend to get with the programs.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest is Ben Poledna, and he is born and raised in Fort Worth, Texas. While attending an annual event there, a big event called the Fort Worth Stock Show, he saw a very strange creature on display, dead on display, and snapped a picture of it. It's on my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Just scroll down, and in the place where you normally see the little blurb about the show is the picture. Okay. And the man who had it on display told him that it's a chupacabra. He got up close. He took a picture of it. He looked at it from all angles, and he says, could be, could be. What do you think about it? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Quebec.
Okay, Michelle.
Coming through okay?
I hear you just fine.
Okay. I think Barnum and Bailey would be in front of this.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, but I know it ain't a true cobra.
How do you know?
Look at the teeth.
Well, I have seen pictures of other alleged chupacabras with teeth very similar to that.
Oh, yeah? But think about something. A chupacabra, what's that mean? Goat sucker.
Yeah.
And if you've seen vampire bats, I think you must have in your time.
Yes.
They have to have two fangs that stick out so they can suck, and that's always the mark. And any of their things they attack.
Okay, so maybe it's not a chupacabra. Do you think it may be some other kind of animal, or do you think it's a movie prop, or what?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. The head, the body, I mean, from the picture, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
You don't see no body. You don't see any. The head's too big, really, for the body. And the teeth, like I say, it's very menacing. But if the research I've done on chupacabra, I wouldn't say this was a chupacabra.
Maybe it's his cousin.
I would say far cousin.
A far cousin.
Yeah,
that's some awesome looking teeth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is some awful looking teeth. But I mean, like I say, it would have two vampire teeth, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ben, what about that? Did you think about the possibility that it's maybe possibly a real animal, but not a chupacabra?
Well, after him just saying that, you know, I just, you know, thought about that, and he's pretty right about that. You know, you would think it would have, you know, two teeth for it to be able to, you know, suck the blood. I didn't really think about that till now, but if it's not a chupacabra, I think it's definitely something else.
But you do think it's a real animal?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Michelle?
Well, the skin's very, very shiny. That means that somebody's put some...
said that that's an artifact of the photo, that in person it was darker than that. Did you use a flash when you took this picture?
Yes, I did. I figured it would be dark in there because it was inside the tent. So.
Okay, so what we're looking at is kind of a golden brown. You said is a dark brown.
Kind of a dark tan brown.
Okay. So the Michelle, that shininess, I noticed that also. And but he says that's not there. It's just in the picture.
Well, anyway, it's very interesting. It could be something, you know, that lives underground and it managed to crawl its way out.
I hope if it's alive somewhere, I hope it's underground.
Yeah, because I don't ever meet it with teeth like that.
Yeah. But, you know, he says it's about 2.5 feet tall, maybe 3 feet tall.
Is it that big?
Yeah, 2.5 to 3 feet.
Well, I mean, like I said, I just give you what I knew about chupacabra, what I read and what I've heard about other people talking. So I just want to let my opinion out and telling you that the player, it sounds great.
You like that player, huh?
I do.
It's a big improvement. Wait till you hear what's coming, Michelle.
Well, I'll be here listening. I'm sorry, I haven't got too much to you, but I lost a friend there, and I've been busy for a week there.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that news. But I'll tell you, when the new stuff comes out, this is new, but we've got some more new stuff coming out here in a few months, maybe a few weeks. And when that happens, I don't even have to announce it. You'll hear it. You'll hear the difference. It'll sound like you're sitting in the studio with me.
And I'm going to get over there and vote on that podcast there.
Okay. Now, some people are saying they're having a little bit of difficulty opening up that site. But there have been quite a number of sites having difficulty lately.
One night this week there, I couldn't even get your I couldn't even open. I only got about 20 minutes of the show because it wouldn't open anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened was the entire web host that I use, their entire thing went down. during the show.
I'm sorry.
And so over a million sites went down.
Yeah. I couldn't understand it. I tried everything.
Yeah.
I told four or five people to try to get in, see if it was my computer.
Well, it's rare for it to happen, but it happened.
Well, anyway, I'll let somebody else phone in and see what they say. I just want you to know I'm here, even if you don't hear from me.
Well, I appreciate that, but we appreciate hearing from you, too.
Well, thank you, Kevin. And it looks like we got great things coming in 2007.
It seems so, yes. All right. Thank you, Michelle from Canada. Michelle brought up a good point there about the teeth. And maybe it's something else, but he doesn't think it's a chupacabra. So I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. For those of you who have just joined us, the picture that we're talking about is on my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Just go over to the website, scroll down, you'll see it. Awesome looking thing. The telephone number is 1-800-289-1092. It's toll free throughout North America. If you are outside of North America, then you can send a flash message. Send it to flash@kevinsmithshow.com. Just send me an email with your comments or with your questions. If you have questions or comments, I will read them, and Ben can respond to them. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Okay, Debbie.
What a very unusual-looking creature. I'm looking at it right now as we're talking on the phone.
Yeah, that's the stuff of bad dreams right there.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Actually, those are the teeth of a carnivore. Those aren't the teeth of a bloodsucker. I've studied enough about carnivores, like, you know, lions and creatures like that. Those are more like the teeth that you'd find on a piranha.
Yeah, but they would be a whole lot smaller.
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot smaller. But, I mean, those are the kind of cutting teeth that you would find possibly on a meat eater like a piranha. This creature is obviously a carnivore. I'm just kind of curious. It looks like there's some type of mummification that's been going on.
Ben, didn't you say that the guy said this thing had been dead for about a year?
Yeah, at least. And, you know, I figured he'd have to keep it, you know, from decomposing somehow.
You know, mummification would be a perfect way of preserving a creature like that. I mean, just looking at it, I mean, I'm not really sure how they actually have done it. The ancient Egyptians, of course, did it pulled the brain out through the nostrils and things like that, and then did mummification through various orifices of the body, but it looks almost mummified to me.
Yeah.
And the head kind of looks like, I don't know, Brent and I were talking about it, Kevin, and it kind of looks like a baboon's head.
Let me look at it again.
From the side to it. I mean, maybe it's just the way I'm looking at it, but if I look at it from the side, dead on, it looks just like somewhat like a baboon's head. Not a complete baboon, more like a mandrill in a way, because a mandrill has almost a dome-shaped skull, and its face isn't so like dog-like like a baboon's is. This one is a little bit more elongated.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. Now, Ben, when you were looking at this thing, did you get a look at its nostrils?
Yes.
What were they like?
Well, they were pretty big. I would say at least like nickel-sized openings for the nostril.
Did it have a nose pad like a dog has?
Not really. Of course, I don't know how if it would or not after it's been preserved or not. I don't know exactly how they would go about doing that, but it didn't look like there was a nose pad there. It just looked like two nostril openings.
And you said that its tongue was in there and exposed.
Yeah, I mean, the tongue was sticking out of the mouth almost.
Yeah, Kevin, if you look real close in the picture,
uh-huh.
You can't actually see it between the upper and lower jaw. It's like really, really faint. It looks almost like a little piece of paper to me, but
okay.
I can see it. I can actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's real thin. That looks almost like a dog's tongue in a way.
Well, the tongue was really thin. I mean, thinner than even a dog's.
Thinner than a dog's tongue?
Yeah, it was really thin. That's one of the things I noticed. It was, it was very weird looking because I never seen a tongue like that either.
And, Ben, you said there were no, like, ears on it?
Not that I could see, you know, from the angles I got. I couldn't see anything like that.
I don't know, because it kind of looks to me like when I'm looking at the picture, I don't know if you can see it, Kevin, but it kind of looks almost like a the kind of ears that a baboon would have or that a mandrill would have, very small and close set to the head. But, you know, obviously it could be just the way that I'm looking at the picture and the way that it's posted, you know, on the webpage. I mean, it could, but to me, from the from a distance, it kind of looks like an ear.
You're talking about it would be like an ear flap laying flat against the head.
Yeah.
I see
yeah.
where you're talking about. Yeah.
You know, and that could, very well, that could be just some skin or something. The claws, well, the claws are different because I don't know, have you ever seen like what a sloth looks like?
Yes.
Sloth looks like. Those look almost the way that the foot's positioned. That's how sloths have their claws. Because sloths spend their lives in trees. They don't live on the ground.
Yeah, but nothing else about this thing looks like a sloth.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But the claws are just very unusual because those really don't look, at least from way, how I'm looking at it, they really don't look like the claws of a like a carnivore, like a predator. They look more like the claws of a sloth to me. But, you know, again, like I said, appearances can be deceiving. I'm just curious, Ben, the old man, when you talked to him, when he said that the other guy in Mexico had hit it, was it running, was it a quadruped or was it bipedal?
Good question. Was it upright or on all fours?
He said it was running on its, it was upright is what he said.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh
that's
my.
What I thought was kind of weird.
Then obviously we are looking at something that is obviously completely, from the sounds of it, bipedal.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
There's very few carnivores that are like that unless they're in the ape family.
Are apes carnivores?
Yes. Yes.
Well, because, see, they...
carnivores, it's, gorillas are basically herbivores, but they have been known to eat carrion or like insects, things like that. Chimpanzees are more like us. They're more like omnivores. And they've even been known to attack in a group. They've been known to attack other smaller mammals.
Well, I was about to say, apes' teeth and our teeth are very similar, except for size.
Right.
And, you know, that's a case where, being omnivore, that's a case where, you know, our teeth look nothing like this.
No, not at all. And like I said, when I looked at it, those are definitely the teeth of a carnivore. Those are definitely the teeth of a carnivore. So I don't know if it, I mean, it could be a chupacabra, but it could be something else that we haven't even discovered yet.
Or it could be a movie prop.
It very well could be.
Yeah.
It very well could be.
Ben, you said if it is a movie prop, it was done very well, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they spend a lot of time on it if it is.
Did the flesh, the parts that don't have hair, did it look like the skin of an animal?
It did look like the skin of an animal. I mean, the flesh looked very real to me. That's one of the things I noticed about it. It's very real, realistic looking. So I think it was real skin.
Yeah. Okay, Debbie, thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks.
You bet. Folks, let me urge you, don't wait till the last few minutes of the show to call in, because at that point we don't have time to take calls. So if you want to call, the phone is open for you at 1-800-289-1092. That is a toll-free call, 1-800-289-1092. Or if you're outside of North America, then you can give us a call. I'm sorry, you can send us a flash message. Send it to flash@kevinsmithshow.com. Now, it's possible, as I speak to people around the world right now, it's possible that in your country, you have seen this creature. If so, let us know about it. It's possible, as I speak to you right now, that I'm speaking to someone who grew up in Mexico, or you've lived in Mexico, and you have seen this type of creature. If so, then give us a call or send us a flash message. 1-800-289-1092 is the number to call. Let's go ahead and take this call. Yes, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Yeah, Brent.
All I can see is I'd like to get it under a microscope because I have no idea what it is.
A little big to put under a microscope, isn't it?
Well, you can do about an autopsy on it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in the medical field, so yeah, I could do it.
What's your best guess? Is this a chupacabra?
I don't know. Like I said, the reason I'd want to get it under a microscope is to see if there are cells, to see if it is decomposing tissue, if there are cells in it.
Uh-huh. Well, that would tell you right there whether it was a movie prop or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just I throw my two cents in.
Yeah, this guy needs to see an orthodontist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a dentist.
Yeah.
Get his teeth cleaned.
Get his teeth cleaned. Yeah. Okay, Brent, thanks for the call.
Yep.
1-800-289-1092. Ben, the discoloration on the teeth, did that appear to be blood, or is it just discoloration?
To me, it looked like dry blood, old dry blood. That's what I thought, anyway.
All right, let's go back to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Martha in Arkansas.
Yes, Martha.
Well, those claws, you know, I thought I had everything figured out but the claws. But then it occurred to me, don't those claws look a little bit like armadillo claws?
Not to me, it doesn't. They're way too big and thick for that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've never really seen a live armadillo, but I saw one recently across the road that had died, and I thought the claws looked kind of like that. And the head looks a little bit like an opossum or an armadillo, and I really think that's put together.
It might be.
It just looks like it to me. And those arms, that could be sheep casings that have been stuffed and some hair from your local, you know, salon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's attached to that board, and that stuff above the teeth, that gray-looking stuff, is some kind of putty or some kind of stuff holding the teeth.
Well, I don't know now. It looks like fur to me.
Oh, the gray stuff above the big teeth?
Yeah.
Between the nose and the big teeth?
Yeah. Ben, what is that? Is that fur or is that something else?
I'm sorry, around where?
Yeah, right under the nose and above the teeth there.
I didn't see any fur around that area.
Well, this in the picture, it's gray there.
Yeah.
Hmm. It may have been. I'm not quite sure. I have to look at the picture again.
Yeah.
But these, you know, the muscles or the lack of them does not look something that would be able to stand up.
You don't think so?
No, I mean, it's just my opinion.
I don't know, because it looks mangled to me.
Yeah.
It does look like it's been, whatever it is, looks like it's been run over by a vehicle.
Well, he said, you know, that the skin looked real thin, that you could kind of see through it.
No, he didn't. That's what I said. I asked that question.
Oh, okay. But even if this was sheep casings, you know, it would still have some blood vessels and things that would show.
Well, now I'm looking at what looks to be the hip area. That's all mangled around.
Uh-huh.
and I'm looking at what looks like blood vessels.
Yeah.
What about that, Ben? Could you see blood vessels or veins or anything in through the skin?
Well, in some areas I could, like, excuse me, around the lower stomach area,
mm-hmm.
is, I believe, what I saw, something like vessels. I'm not quite sure, but it could have been the skin, but that's what it looked like to me.
And you said that he showed you, like, through a little hole where you could see the entrails?
It was more like a slit where it had been hit by the truck in the stomach area. And inside, you could see some entrails.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that's just all sheep entrails. That's just mm-hmm. my opinion, Kevin.
Martha, thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, you have to admit the possibility exists that this is something that's been put together. And, in fact, you suspected that, and you were looking for that.
Yeah.
And it could be.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it could be. You know, there's always that possibility.
Also, it could be the real thing, whatever that thing is. It may be chupacabra, yeah. Maybe something else. It could be a real animal that's just something we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a theory that I've talked about on this show. The theory is that it's quite possible, as they continue to clear cut and burn the Amazon rainforest, that there are a lot of animals having, you know, that's where they lived, and now they're having to move out to other places. And just like there are tons and tons and tons of plant life in the Amazon rainforest that we don't know anything about, and now they're being burned and destroyed, just like that, there could be lots of animal life that we've never seen before that's coming out of that forest now. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with Ben Poledna.
Five words describe what millions of people are listening to today. Radio stations on the Internet. Internet radio, being used by more people to hear new radio. Radio online. Tell a friend to get with the programs.
How does it feel to say goodbye to all the time we had before? It don't matter. It don't matter anymore. If you're at will in the eastern passage, you better not come knocking on my door. 'Cause it don't matter. It don't matter.
One estimate says 72 million people are listening to radio on the Internet. That's a lot of ears finding something better. Internet radio, used by more people to hear new radio. Radio online. Tell a friend to get with the programs.
You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show and my guest, Ben Poledna, and his amazing photograph. Is it real? Is it actually an animal? Or is it a prop? Ben says he checked it over really well, looked at it up close, and he could find no signs of fabrication. He's not sure. He thinks it might be a chupacabra. That's what the man told him it was. Ben, a moment ago you said, well, I'm not really sure now when I look at those teeth. So what's your best guesstimate now? What do you think? You think it is chupacabra, or do you think it may be some other kind of animal or a prop?
I believe it's some other kind of animal.
Okay.
From looking at it and everything.
Okay, so you're not, I don't guess when we started, you weren't really stuck on it being a chupacabra.
No.
Yeah. Well, you have seen something and photographed something that is bizarre, to say the least.
Yeah.
Really bizarre. It would make a heck of a movie prop, even if it's a real animal.
Yeah, it would.
It would. Imagine the horror movie you could make with this thing. I watched a good horror movie this afternoon called Saw 2. But that was one of those. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen them all.
Yeah, that's just a lot of blood. This would be scary. I mean, really scary. But, okay, folks, the telephone number is 1-800-289-1092, 1-800-289-1092. We'll give you time to make a call, and then we have to move on. But if you want to make a call, you can do so right now, 1-800-289-1092, and you can send a flash message if you live outside of North America. Ben, really, is this your first time on the radio?
Yeah, it is.
Does it scare you to know that so far tonight we've had something over 100,000 people listening to you?
Not really, no.
Good. Well, you got a future in radio then.
Thanks.
Ben, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. And you've been very gracious sharing this photo with us.
Anytime.
Can I keep this posted on my site?
Well, you sure can.
I'd like to have kind of an ongoing feedback from people, and some people will not hear this. We have over 100,000 people live, and then there will be another probably 200,000 people that will hear the recording of this show in the next 24 hours. So I would like to get feedback from all of them as well. And so I appreciate you giving me the permission to keep that posted up on the site.
Well, no problem.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks for being with us. And Man, I wish you the best in all of your endeavors, whatever they may be.
Well, thank you for inviting me on. I had a good time.
All right, thanks. Now that you've been on the Kevin Smith Show, you can listen each and every night and then tell all your buddies in Fort Worth where to listen to the best paranormal talk show on the planet.
Well, I've been listening to it every night ever since you invited me on. I just absolutely love the show.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. All right, Ben, good talking with you, and thank you again. And maybe we'll talk again after we get some of this feedback.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. All right, Ben Poledna out of Fort Worth. He's the one that took the picture. And I have to say, now I've seen all kinds of sketches drawn of what a chupacabra looks like. I've seen photographs of alleged chupacabras. And here is another photograph of who knows what it is. Maybe a chupacabra. Ben says now, after hearing your comments, that he doesn't think that it's a chupacabra. It's just something. So what do you think it is? All right, in the remainder of the show, I want to go back, and even if you've already called in, you certainly are welcome to call in again and comment on what I had to say about people being so overreactive in Boston, and then just because they got scared with an advertising campaign, they arrested the guys involved in the advertising campaign. Now, look, we're showing this picture. What if you get scared? You look at this thing, you get scared. You call the cops. All of a sudden, you know, I've got all kinds of SWAT team and cops and all that around here because I've got a picture on my website that scared you. Don't you think that's a little bit stupid? I mean, really now? Don't you think that's kind of overdoing things? I think it's a great overreaction. I made a comment. You know that sometimes I make comments that I stick by them. And some people don't like them, but I made the comment that that sounds like an explosion of wussism to me. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie again.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. They should have probably let the media and folks like that in the city of Boston know what they were doing. But this is just ridiculous. I mean, my God, it's like jumping at shadows or, you know, when someone says booty, you're not going to turn around and, you know, sue him just because he, you know, a friend of yours happened to jump behind you and say, boo. Well, that's what this is. It's ridiculous. I mean, yeah, these guys probably did something that wasn't too smart. They should have maybe gotten permission about it before they did it, but it's no reason to be taking him to court. I mean, it's not like, you know, they committed a major crime or anything. I mean, it's not like they tapped into the internet like the fella down in Great Britain did. I mean,
well, look, this, I'll tell you, what I saw over this thing looks to me like police state tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God there are people around this United States that have a better mentality about this. This is just ridiculous. Did you see the box?
Yeah, I did.
You can see it was a cartoon figure on there.
That's all it is. It looks like one of those light bright boxes. Do you remember that? Bright lights?
Yeah.
My sister had one when she was little. And
did the SWAT team show up?
No. Not at all. This is just so, my God. I mean, things are just going from bad to worse in some places.
It's just nuts.
It's stupid. You know, these guys might have done something that wasn't too bright, wasn't too smart. They should have probably, you know, made folks aware of what they were going to do, you know, with their, their commercials. But there's no reason to be taking them to court for it, you know, putting them on trial. I mean, you know, if the boxes had exploded, you know, and there was a bomb, then I could understand that. But these guys aren't Timothy McVeigh. These guys are, you know, they're not
Jeffrey Dahmer. They're not anybody like that.
Now, here's what they will say. The counterpoint to that would be, well, if the police hadn't reacted and one blew up, then everybody would blame the police and all the city officials. Yeah, but there is a response. I mean, that is true. But yeah, there is a response in the middle. Just go out and check it. Well, and if there's nothing to the box, there's nothing to the box.
Exactly, exactly. All they had to do was, you know, just send somebody over or, you know, one of their robotic dogs or take even, you know, a canine dog or whatever.
Yeah.
But send something out there to check it out. You know, I grew up in New England, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was born here in Columbus, but I grew up in Maine. The folks in Maine are a lot more laid back. They're a lot more like the Quebecois from where Michelle's at. They're a lot more laid back. They don't get panicky over stuff like that. The folks in Maine look at the folks in Boston sometimes and just shake their head. Because the folks really, the folks on the East Coast, and I'm not saying this to be prejudiced or nothing, but I grew up there. Some of the folks on the East Coast in the big cities, they have paranoia running a little high.
I agree. I agree.
It's just, I agree with you 100%. This is just utter nonsense. All they should tell these guys is, hey, look, what you did, we didn't appreciate it. It cost us some man hours. It cost us some money. If your guys are going to do something like this again, particularly in our city, please inform us ahead of time. That's all they had to tell them.
Yep, you know, I agree.
There's no reason why these guys should have been arrested, should be put on trial. It's utter nonsense.
That's called the mayor, CYA. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Have a good night, Kevin.
All right. What do you think about it?
This is getting stupid.
Yeah, I agree. Look, folks, we see the reason I'm talking about this is because it proves what I say. You think that we can handle things. You think that we're sophisticated. Just look at this. You know, seems like I remember something, a song somewhere about the, you know, a little phrase there about the land of the, let's see, what is it? The land of the free and the home of the brave. Did that look very brave to you? Now, they did this in 10 cities, major cities. Only one of them had a wuss attack. And, this is ridiculous, just ridiculous. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and where are you calling from?
This is Tom from Kansas City.
Okay, you said Tom?
Yeah, I kind of disagree with you on your assessment on the other one in Boston.
Okay, I'm going to need you, Tom, to speak up. We're barely hearing you.
Well, I do disagree with you on the Boston deal because they was posting them things on public property.
Okay, well, and if that's illegal, then they should be cited for that.
Well, I think they would. I mean, that's probably what they're going to go after them on, eventually. But it is cheap advertising. You know, it's probably going to cost them $250,000, you know, Time Warner, what they spend on the news.
Yeah, but don't you find it a little ridiculous to be that jumpy?
Yeah, especially after the first one, you know.
Well, yeah. Look, I was a cop all my life. I've been out to check all kinds of things that were suspicious. And in some cases, walked right up on a criminal in the act. And I was there by myself. Okay? Cops are supposed to have a little bit of grit. You know, cops are supposed to, well, I hear, you know, I can hear it now. Yeah, but you know, it's risky. Well, look, if you don't want to get hit, don't play on the football team. Right?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, it don't get on national news like this did, but even here in Kansas City, they've blowed up a lot of boxes. You know, someone leave a box sitting on, might be blowed out of a pickup and be on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
And they blow them up. I mean, it's at least once a month or once every 2 months, you know.
That's so you can justify the budget for the bomb squad.
Well, it keeps them busy.
It does keep them busy. Look, if we are going to live in this kind of fear, the terrorists have won. And I, for one, am not going to live in fear. I never have, and I'm not going to. I think there's no reason to.
Yeah, it's true, but I mean, it seemed like soon as they got the bomb squad in, you know, it's been quiet for a while, but, you know, since the 9/11 happened, you know, they're right on the front line there now, and every time they go out, the news media is right with them.
Well, that might be another reason. That may, you know, you get a little news coverage for going and doing your job. And I'm not critical of police. Listen, we have a lot of police that listen to this show, and a lot of military guys listen to this show. I'm not critical of that. What I'm critical of is, okay, you had this massive response. It turned out to be nothing. You spend $500,000 doing this crazy response. And now you want to CYA by saying you're going to put these guys on trial for placing hoax devices. I am not a lawyer, but I could win that case.
Well, I guarantee you then they probably will not do any prison time over it.
They shouldn't even have been arrested. What they did, if they placed something on public property, and maybe you have to have a permit to do that or something, what they did is not an arrestable offense. It's a misdemeanor, and nowhere in the country can police arrest people on a misdemeanor unless three conditions exist. One, I have reason to believe that you will continue your activity once I walk away. Number two, you provide me with false identity or no identity. Or number three, I have reason to believe you will not come to court if I write you a citation. Then, after all of that, I could arrest you. What they did is a misdemeanor. They should not even have been arrested. Constitutionally, their constitutional rights, in my opinion, were violated.
Well, I agree on that, but the bad part of it, I was reading, was they put these things out like it's been 3 weeks since they've been sticking them. You know, they start putting them out.
Yeah.
And it does look kind of bad. I mean, if you're going to build bombs and stick them out there and they stay out there for 3 weeks, you know, it does look kind of bad.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying the legal track that they've taken, which is to arrest these guys and have charged them with placing hoax devices and so forth, causing panic. Look, if I wear a green sock and a red sock and you panic, that's your personal problem. It's my freedom to wear a green sock and a red sock.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. They did really overreact, especially shutting the whole town down over it.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think it was just stupid. I think it was an explosion of wussism. No guts. That's what it was.
Well, they just trying to protect themselves after they found out what it was. It was more of an embarrassment to them than this kind of covering the...
Well, the best protection in the world is to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Folks, we took this action because it could have been. It wasn't. We're thankful it wasn't. We're writing citations to these guys. And they've promised not to do it again. That would be appropriate.
Yes.
Have you ever called in before?
Yeah, I've called in.
Okay, so you got a cowbell or you got the applause?
I think I got the applause.
Okay. All right, man, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. All right, folks, 1-800-289-1092. Maybe I'm all wet. Maybe I'm wrong. But, I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff that I have been involved in all my life and or all my adult life. And I worked in war zones where they had real grenades, real rocket launchers, real AK-47s. And you know what? You cannot live in a state of fear. If you're going to do these jobs, you can't panic and you can't live in a state of fear. I will tell you that the police did probably exactly what they were ordered to do. I think it was it's a bit of overreaction. However, if that's what your orders are, you do it. But when it's over and you know that you don't have explosive devices, you have an ad campaign, and they don't look like bombs, looks like a cartoon figure, then you say, well, you know, that's what we thought it could be. We took appropriate action to make sure it wasn't. And we're glad to announce it was not. There's nothing to fear. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mike. I'm calling from Montana.
Yes, Mike.
Well, I just wanted to comment on the whole thing with the Boston advertising stunt there. I don't know what it's called, but I think the police there, personally, I think they did their jobs. I'm happy with what they did because I'm from Boston. My family still lives there, and I'd rather, you know, have everyone, you know, I'd rather be safe than sorry, basically.
There's a response. I hear what you're saying, but there are many responses between setting on zero and going into orbit. And what, you know, I probably would not have brought this up at all if they hadn't said, we're going to put these guys on trial. That's,
well,
look, let me tell you something. The maximum that they have done is a misdemeanor of putting stuff on public property.
I agree with you there. They shouldn't be put on trial for that.
And that's the overkill. Now, the police are going to do whatever the police are ordered to do. So I'm not critical of the police going out and doing what they were ordered to do. I'm critical of the people who went to the trouble of giving those orders, because there are many responses that could have happened between setting on zero and going into orbit. For instance, and one of the callers brought this up, but it is a valid point. Why not send an officer out there who has a bomb-sniffing dog? Send him over there and have him sniff it. He doesn't react to it, then you approach it. You check it.
That's true, but weren't a lot of these things put up in high places where bomb-sniffing dog couldn't get to?
A couple of them were.
Yeah.
But most of them were at on ground level. In fact, the one I saw them blow up, they used a robot and shot it with, actually what they do is they shoot them with a 12-gauge. That's mounted on the robot. It was sitting on the ground. Hey, if you want to hang on, we've got to take a break, and we'll be back right after the break.
Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
73% of Internet radio listeners have two or more friends who also listen to radio on the Internet. Internet radio, being used by more people to hear new radio. Radio online. Tell a friend to get with the programs.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And it's almost over. We're talking about my little soapbox issue that I brought up, but I think it's an indicator. See, it's not that it's that big a deal, except that it's an indicator of what I have said over and over again. When you start saying, oh, well, we're all sophisticated, we can handle strange news now. Think of Boston. Think of this event. Ask yourself, will the public panic? Caller, what did you tell me your name is?
It's Mike.
Mike. Okay. Mike, I've been in lots of situations, lots and lots. I was not a desk jockey. I was a street cop and an investigator. And then I was an international police officer, and I was sent to war zones. I've been in lots of situations. Only one time was I in a situation where I felt like, yeah, bring the robot in. And the reason is that there are many stages of response before you get there. But if I had been ordered to take, you know, the maximum measures as they did in Boston, then obviously I have to follow orders. The problem is we've got people now. Look what happened with Katrina. Every official everywhere pointed fingers and said it was his fault, it was her fault. And the public did the same thing. Hey, you know, hurricanes happen. And if you live 8 feet below sea level, you got to expect to get wet.
Absolutely.
All right. But look at how we've treated elected officials over Katrina. And there's not a one of them I know of that caused Katrina. And we've got them running scared. And so now, because, you know, our response, I mean, we become viciously insane after something happens. And because of our response and blaming everybody, and we want heads to roll, they go to maximum measures. We are backing ourselves right up into a police state. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. With what happened in Boston was, well, personally, I'd rather have the police force overreact than underreact to a situation.
There's no such thing. There's proper reaction or wrong reaction.
If they make a reaction, if they react to something, they're not sure what it was. They didn't know what it was. They thought it could be a bomb. If they had any doubt in their mind.
Okay, I'll give you that.
No.
I'll give you that. It turned out not to be bombs. It turned out to
it
be exactly.
It turned out not to be a bomb.
Okay, and it turned out to be exactly what it looked like, a cartoon.
Right.
And so now we're going to put these guys in jail because they scared us.
I don't think these guys should go to jail over that. Now,
they already did.
I know. I don't think that should have happened.
But it will, and it will happen in Montana. It'll happen all over this country if we keep it's us. We overreact. If something goes, look, your house is built to not burn, but if it does, and you then overreact and sue everybody up to the mayor, then you know what's going to happen? They're going to come through with legislation that all houses have to be inspected, and even if they're 35 years old, they're going to have to be brought up to code, and that's going to cost everybody billions of dollars. It's our overreaction because we expect that the government can keep us safe. They can't. They cannot. They can make us safer. But there's no 100%.
That's true. There's a fine line, you know, and it's hard to figure out where it is right now.
Well, I think I don't think there really is a fine line. And I'm not really disagreeing with you. I'm just going to redefine something here. I don't really see a fine line. You know what I see? What I see is, we just need to calm down and go live. Hey, we're out of time. I do think that you made some good points, and I thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right. All right, folks, we've actually run a little bit over, but thanks. I'll be back tomorrow night. My guest is Paul Stonehill, And we'll be talking about UFOs in Russia. Until then, so long, everybody.